Welcome to Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story, where we answer the questions you have about your favorite classic authors. What inspired your favorite author to write their novels? What was going on in the world at the time? Follow along with us as we tell you what was happening in the world while your favorite authors wrote your favorite classics. My name is Bree Carlisle, and I love to read and wanted to share my passion with listeners like you. If you want to know what's coming next and vote on upcoming books, sign up for our newsletter at biteatatimebooks.com. Be sure to follow my show on your favorite podcast platform so you get all the new episodes. You can find most of our links in the show notes, but also our website, biteatatimebooks.com, includes all of the links for our show, including to our Patreon to support the show and YouTube, where we have special behind the narration of the episodes. We're part of the Bite at a Time Books Productions Network. If you'd also like to hear a book by the author, check out the Bite at a Time Books podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Today we'll be talking about the early life of Victor Hugo. Victor Marie was born on 26 February 1802 in Besançon in eastern France. He was the youngest son of Joseph Leopold Sigsbert Hugo, 1774 to 1828, a general in the Napoleonic army, and Sophie Trebuchet, 1772 to 1821. The couple had two other sons, Abel Joseph, 1798 to 1855, and Eugene, 1800 to 1837. The Hugo family came from Nancy in Lorraine, where Victor Hugo's grandfather was a wood merchant. Leopold enlisted in the army of Revolutionary France at 14. He was an atheist and an ardent supporter of the Republic. Victor's mother, Sophie, was loyal to the deposed dynasty but would declare her children to be Protestants. They met in Chateaubriand in 1796 and married the following year. Since Hugo's father was an officer in Napoleon's army, the family moved frequently from posting to posting. Leopold Hugo wrote to his son that he had been conceived on one of the highest peaks in the Vosges Mountains, on a journey from Lunéville to Besançon. This elevated origin, he went on, seems to have had effects on you so that your muse is now continually sublime. Hugo believed himself to have been conceived on 24 June 1801, which is the origin of Jean Valjean's prisoner number, 24601. In 1810, Hugo's father was made Count Hugo de Cogolludo y Sigüenza by then-King of Spain, Joseph Bonaparte, though it seems that the Spanish title was not legally recognized in France. Hugo later titled himself Viscount, and it was as Vicomte Victor Hugo that he was appointed a peer of France on 13 April 1845. Weary of the constant moving required by military life, Sophie separated temporarily from Leopold and settled in Paris in 1803 with her sons. There, she began seeing General Victor Fenu de la Hurie, Hugo's godfather, who had been a comrade of General Hugo's during the campaign in Vendée. In October 1807, the family rejoined Leopold, now Colonel Hugo, governor of the province of Avellino. There, Victor was taught mathematics by Giuseppe de Samuel Cagnazzi, elder brother of Italian scientist Luca de Samuel Cagnazzi. Sophie found out that Leopold had been living in secret with an Englishwoman called Catherine Thomas. Soon, Hugo's father was called to Spain to fight the Peninsular War. Madame Hugo and her children were sent back to Paris in 1808, where they moved to an old convent, 12 Impasse des Fessolentines, an isolated mansion in a deserted quarter of the left bank of the Seine. Hiding in a chapel at the back of the garden was de la Hurie, who had conspired to restore the Bourbons and been condemned to death a few years earlier. He became a mentor to Victor and his brothers. In 1811, the family joined their father in Spain. Victor and his brothers were sent to school in Madrid at the Real Colegio de San Antonio de Abad, while Sophie returned to Paris on her own, now officially separated from her husband. In 1812, as the Peninsular War was turning against France, de la Hurie was arrested and executed. In February 1815, Victor and Eugene were taken away from their mother and placed by their father in the Pension Cordier, a private boarding school in Paris, where Victor and Eugene remained for 3 years while also attending lectures at Lycée Louis le Grand. On 10 July 1816, Hugo wrote in his diary, "I shall be Chateaubriand, or nothing." In 1817, he wrote a poem for a competition organized by the Académie Française, for which he received an honorable mention. The academicians refused to believe that he was only 15. Victor moved in with his mother to 18 Rue des Petits Augustins the following year and began attending law school. Victor fell in love and secretly became engaged, against his mother's wishes, to his childhood friend, Adèle Fauché. In June 1821, Sophie Trebuchet died, and Leopold married his longtime mistress, Catherine Thomas, a month later. Victor married Adèle the following year. In 1819, Victor and his brothers began publishing a periodical called Le Conservateur Littéraire. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story today, while we answered some of the questions you have about one of your favorite classic authors. Again, my name is Bree Carlisle, and I hope you come back next time when we answer more questions about one of your favorite classic authors. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at biteatatimebooks.com. Check out the show notes or our website, biteatatimebooks.com, for the links for our show.